Hello Jordi, welcome on Forella Network, and how are you?
Well, fine, glad you're here.
Okay, so we are here with you to talk about your band, The Stay, and so let's start to like telling us how your band like when began everything, and if you like did meet before.
Well, Stay started more or less 10 years ago. In 2005, we released the first album, and with the with these members, we've been about 8 years, and this is now the fifth album. And well, we mainly worked in Spain, but from 2010, more or less, we're trying to go abroad to play, to go to UK, because our music turns more, I think, more British or more international, the sound we're making now. And we also released some of stuff in UK by a record label called Fruits de Mer, and we are making now new sounds that we think that it's very psychedelic, but always without avoiding 60s influence and okay, what we did in the past.
Ok, sì, quindi praticamente il gruppo si è formato circa 10 anni fa, hanno suonato parecchio all'interno della Spagna, ma adesso dal 2010, circa 2011, si sono anche mossi verso l'Inghilterra, anche perché il loro sound è un po' più su quelle onde sonore lì, insomma. Infatti, se andate a sentire i loro nuovi album, sono un po' meno influenzati dagli anni 60, anni 70, sono più sul Britpop. And so, Jordi, one thing that I love psychedelic music and all the things that surround this kind of music, I would like to know why, if there is a reason, because you choose this kind of music, or just you feel that was the kind of music that you want to play?
Well, when you start a band, you play what you hear, what you are listening to, and it's true that in 2007, with our second album, we met a guitar player, a friend of mine, that he liked a lot the compilation of Nuggets from the 60s, and we dig that kind of sound. And then in from the second album, we turn more 60s or more psychedelic. I'm telling always that we don't make a classical psychedelic sound, or despite nowadays is there a big scene worldwide about psychedelic, we think that we make soft psychedelic sounds. And I think that always it's very commercial, because it's not obscure or hard psychedelic. But this is a media label, no? That people used to say that, but I don't like that label. I think that we make 60s music, but we try to make more contemporaneous and more understandable to our days. We make versions, covers, but always trying to turn that covers, not to make as a copy of the original ones.
Okay.
If not, trying to make the sound more actual, you know.
Okay, and that's what I got it when I listened to your music, because it seems like they got some influence from the 60s, but it's more like for nowadays. Sì, perché praticamente gli ho chiesto perché hanno deciso di fare musica psichedelica. In realtà mi hanno detto che quando hanno iniziato a suonare suonavano così insieme, e da lì è iniziato ascoltando Ted Nugent e poi andando avanti. Loro però cercano di trasportare quelle influenze che hanno degli anni 60 e degli anni 70 ai giorni nostri. Quindi se andate ad ascoltare anche il loro ultimo album, secondo me potete proprio capirlo. And so what talking about your past albums, like the Fourth Dimension that was recorded in Liverpool and stuff, I would like to know what changed from that album in the new album, The Mean Solar Times.
We recorded the Fourth Dimension or Fourth Album in Liverpool because we wanted to improve the sound and improve the project, make a more ambitious project, and then we had to work with a producer, with a start working as a band, as a big band, you know. We have to work with a producer, and our music sounds really Britpop, really British. We had to go to Liverpool to work with the technicians and engineers from there. Then with the Fourth Dimension is a live recording, because we were four members then, and we played live that album. Okay. Now we wanted again to work with a producer, but this time with a very big a very important producer.
Yeah.
Just to make to up a step, no, to go ahead with the project and make something different like we did before. Then we try we contact Owen Morris from Oasis, and he liked the songs, and we started to work with him. Now this album is a studio album we could experience with the sounds, with the patterns, with instruments, and we spent a full month with Owen working this album like a studio band, you know.
Okay.
And this is the difference. But regarding the sound, this album sounds more complete, more powerful.
Okay.
More British. Like, it's like Britpop, but you have sounds from the 60s, from Britpop, from modern sounds. I think sitar and Hammond, you know, it's a mix of our influences, but more powerful, and everything shapes and fits very well because Owen worked really really well on this.
Okay. Sì, quindi ti ho chiesto cosa cambia dall'album The Fourth Dimension, che l'avevano registrato a Liverpool nel 2012, e mi ha detto che nonostante quello fosse un album registrato in studio, e anche questo lo è, hanno cercato comunque di avere sempre un produttore, come in The Fourth Dimension, però questa volta un produttore abbastanza importante, che è Owen Morrison, che è appunto stato produttore degli Oasis. E in questo album qua è molto più completo, e anche come forma, come suono, e anche appunto si richiama un po' gli anni 60 e gli anni 70, però c'è questa sorta di Britpop che ripercorre nelle note del nuovo album, che appunto si può perfettamente trovare con il nuovo sound che hanno trovato. And talking about the new album, I saw and I was reading and I listened to it, and there is Andy Bell from the Oasis, and now that he's playing with Ride, I would like to know what does he like added, or if he added something like soundly in your album and in your music.
Sorry, so can you repeat this?
Yep, it's like does he added? He does give something more in your album, in the sound of the album, and
you refer to Andy Bell.
Yep.
Ah. Well, and we supported BDI. Uh-huh. Andy Bell was playing in BDI, the band of Liam Gallagher, in two years ago. And then he saw our gig and he liked a lot. And then we started to chat via Twitter with Andy. And well, Andy plays in three songs, and does some backing vocals. But the guitar arrangements, his guitar arrangements are very, very nice. it was a surprise because you realize that how a great musician is Andy Bell, and it was mainly guitar arrangements, but I think that I like a lot. I hope the people like as well this kind of arrangements. We have another arrangements that are not going on this album, but maybe later this year or later in another time we can remix every songs with another arrangements. Okay. But Owen thought about that maybe it was too much, you know.
Okay. That's, well, actually they're like really cool, and it's really really nice to listen to these three songs, and well, it's like also Andy Bell, and I suppose it would be like really nice for you also to like have the opportunity.
Yeah, well, I meant before that we wanted to make a great album, a very international album, a very high quality album, and then Andy Bell always gives a reputation, you know, to this album, just for the sellings or for just for a claim. To listening to the album, it's like a marketing strategy, you know, a marketing plan, but always as well we could enjoy working
of
with
course,
him.
Of course, okay. Sì, quindi anche la presenza di Andy Bell ha sicuramente influenzato un po' il suono del gruppo, soprattutto i suoi arrangiamenti con la chitarra, e come si diceva, hanno fatto da supporting band ai BDI, dove lui suonava con Liam Gallagher, e appunto era interessante che dopo si sono tenuti in contatto con Twitter e alla fine sono riusciti a fare questo, a creare insomma qualche canzone con lui. E sicuramente è un tipo un piano marketing molto molto interessante, perché basta che vedi il nome Andy Bell e magari qualcuno va a trovare fuori il nuovo album. And I was really interested in the cover of the new album. I would like to know what is it. I mean, if you want to say if it's like a chameleon or like a plant or something like with heart, I don't know, because it's really like strange.
Yeah, I think that it's like cells, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Human pattern, you know. I don't know how to say in English. The in Spanish we call it tejido, you know, tejido.
Ah, okay. Sí, I understand.
Like a human cells, I
yes,
think.
Yes. Okay.
Like, you can understand it as a small suns, you know, because the name of the mean solar time. You can see it as your own interpretation, you know.
Okay, sì, gli ho chiesto un attimo della cover dell'album perché sembrava tipo quasi un camaleonte o una sorta di terriccio, e in realtà tipo è il tejido, detto in spagnolo, quindi proprio tipo il tessuto della pelle, e tu puoi vedere dei piccoli soli, perché poi va un po' a interpretazione in realtà, come uno preferisce. And I would like to know, talking about playing live, I saw that you played also like at Primavera Sound, so in some festival, but you play, I suppose you play also like in small clubs and stuff. I would like to know, what do you prefer? If like the festival with a big public, with a big audience, or maybe a club with like a small atmosphere, like more intimate atmosphere?
Well, we are a small, and to be honest, a small indie band. I know, and we found every kind of scenes, you know. Some venues, very few people. We played with BDI, with other bands, with other big bands where, for example, 2,000 people. It depends on a lot of things, you know, but we get used to play in a small clubs, and we like if for example 50 people are coming, I can play, I don't have any problem to play there. But of course, if you can play with a big scene and with a lot of people, is very nice. But the most important thing is that the engineer if he can be good doing his job is better, because our music, we try to play the record, and then there are a lot of sounds, of instruments, a lot of feelings, you know. And if the technician don't understand that kind of music, is very, very difficult to shape the overall gig. And then sometimes that we found that the venue is small, but it's not the problem. The problem is the engineer. Because we then make rock and roll, you know, strong rock and roll with high volume. We try to make textures, you know, to make details with the instruments and with the tune. We think that the melody and the tune of the vocal tune is very important. Then the vocals have to be listened well, you know.
Okay.
And the engineer has to work a lot with the music. Then I love playing live, but sometimes if the sound is not the proper sound, I like to, you know. Then sometimes if the conditions aren't good, sometimes it's a bit deceiving, you know.
Oh yeah, okay. And sì, quindi praticamente gli ho chiesto se preferiscono, nel senso preferiscono, se a loro piace più suonare ad esempio a un festival con una grande audience o magari nei piccoli club. Lui mi fa giustamente, non pretendiamo questo, nel senso a noi va bene qualsiasi cosa, però l'importante è che sia il tecnico del suono, perché con la scusa che hanno diversi strumenti, hanno diversi suoni, e soprattutto deve essere tutto molto, molto in linea, molto regolare, anche e soprattutto la voce, cioè devono capire perfettamente quello che dicono, e chiaramente facendo un genere come il psichedelico non possono essere come una rock band che sale con volumi altissimi, sparati al massimo, perché ogni minimo particolare deve avere il suo, ogni dettaglio deve avere il suo suono. Quindi l'importante è soprattutto anche il luogo e che ci sia un tecnico del suono molto bravo, deve aver lavorato molto sul suono. Another like two questions. How is it like your relationship with your instrument?
Well, I play the guitar and sing, and I'm the singer, and also I am the songwriter of all the songs and all the songs. I can't play any other instrument. We have the keyboards the that plays the Hammond and another like Rhodes like piano.
Mm-hmm.
We have another guitar and a bass bass player and the drums. Before that, we had a sitarist. You know, there's a tambourine man.
Okay.
But in this tour, this friend is not playing with us because he's studying Spanish guitar a lot.
Okay.
And he decided to study at the University of Music. You know, to make a career doing Spanish guitar.
Okay.
But despite that, we have another guitar player that's very, very young and very, very good guitar player, and we took four years only with one guitar, and now we have two guitars, and and maybe we like playing with two guitars in on a stage because the sound is more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Ok, quindi sì, praticamente ci sono diversi artisti che appunto suonano nel gruppo. Prima c'era una chitarra sola, adesso ce ne sono due di chitarre anche sul palco. Poi c'è chi suona al Hammond, la tastiera Hammond. C'era anche chi suona il sitar. E c'era anche un altro artista che però adesso si sta dedicando a la chitarra spagnola, che vuole proprio indirizzarsi su quell'ambito. Quindi sì, ci sono diversi strumenti che poi si amalgamano perfettamente quando sono sul palco. Just more question. Where is like the best place that you like when you listen to the music? Where is the best play for you? The best place for
the
you?
The best place in my car.
Okay.
The best places in my, well, in the cars, I think in your own car,
Sí.
that you know a lot how the music sounds, and you can, it's like a hermetical place, and I think that cars are very common for musicians to check the masters, to check the final sound of the album. And when you are driving, you are, it's like a relaxing, I'm relaxing with it's very relaxing for me driving, and you can listen all the details, all the music. Yeah, I think that my car is a place I like. I
Okay.
like to check, at least to check
To
all the
check.
masters.
Okay.
Always, I'm taking the CD into my car.
Okay. Well, I completely agree because I really like also to listen to the music in the car. And sì, quindi gli ho chiesto qual è il posto preferito dove lui ascolta musica e nella sua macchina, perché anche secondo lui ascoltare e controllare, insomma, i master che fa è proprio il posto, il luogo adatto, è come se fosse tipo in un posto ermetico. And one last question, what's going to be the future for Stay?
Well, we are thinking now in day by day. Day by day, working with the promotion of the album. I'd like to spread all the songs all around the world, because we think that it's a very nice album with a very nice tunes, with a very catchy tunes. I told before that we give a lot of importance. We think that it's very important, the tune, and there are nowadays a lot of bands that are playing psychedelic, and it's very common that this kind of music, but the important thing is the songs are the songs and the tunes. And I think that you have to work very well this aspect, and I think that our album have very very good songs and very good tunes. So I would like to spread these tunes and people sometimes I hope they recognize that we make really good songs despite the apart from the kind of music or the style of the volume or the guitar solos, is we keep the songs as the main important thing, the tune, like Beatles did, you know.
and
the future for Stay, I hope that we could play in a lot of places, that the promoters can call us if they like the music. And it's very hard, a hard thing to do the promotion of an album. We are working with an Italian agency and a national agency, and our label is from United States, and I think that is a good thing as well to spread the word in another country that we didn't play in the past. And we maybe the other big thing that we want to do is going to the United States to play there, and Japan, if we could have this opportunity to play in Japan,
okay.
It would be very nice as well.
Ok, quindi sì, il futuro per gli Stay, loro vogliono diffondere la loro musica, soprattutto anche adesso che c'è questa sorta di underground un po' sulla psichedelia che sta crescendo da qualche anno a questa parte, e far oltre conoscere il loro sound, soprattutto i loro testi, le loro parole, perché sono quelle proprio importanti, anche la forma del loro appunto sound. Adesso stanno cercando di fare più date possibili, hanno un paio di contatti con agenzie italiane anche negli Stati Uniti d'America, quindi prossimamente magari li vedremo suonare negli Stati Uniti d'America e anche in Giappone, si sa mai. Thank you so much, Jordi.
Thank you.
And we are gonna thank you, like going to listen the track from your last album, The
okay,
Million Solar
nice.
Times.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for contacting.
Thank you, and this is Smiling Faces.